Allegations that the CIA set up secret prisons in Eastern Europe and secretly used European airports to transfer terrorism suspects have caused public outrage in Europe. Investigations into possible human rights abuses are underway from Norway to Spain. NPR's senior European correspondent Silvia Poggioli sent this letter from Europe.
This past week, Spanish judicial authorities began investigating reports of CIA flights to and from Spanish territory. Similar probes were opened in Sweden and Norway. In Iceland, where media reports allege that CIA planes have landed at least 67 times since 2001, the foreign minister told Parliament that he considers the U.S. response to the allegations unsatisfactory and leaves many questions unanswered. Similar protests were lodged by Denmark and Finland. In Italy, the justice minister is pondering whether to carry out a prosecutor's request for the extradition of 22 alleged CIA agents charged with kidnapping a radical Muslim cleric in Milan in 2003. Outrage over the media reports could be heard across the political spectrum. At the European Parliament, Portuguese center-right deputy Carlos Coelho said every step must be taken in respect to fundamental human rights and the rule of law. And British Liberal Democrat Sarah Ludford charged that the U.S. war on terror has opened the blackest of black holes. Amnesty International is urging the European Union to open a full-scale investigation. The stakes are high. Under EU rules, any member state found to be violating fundamental human rights could find itself deprived of its voting rights. But the EU Commission is reluctant to go beyond an informal probe. Analysts say the EU fears the opening of new divisions after the defeat of the EU Constitution in the French and Dutch referenda. Human rights advocates accuse several governments of moving too cautiously. They say investigations could reveal the existence of embarrassing agreements between the CIA and European intelligence agencies. Such revelations would further enrage Europe's overwhelmingly anti-war public opinion. In Rome this week, one of Europe's foremost anti-terrorism magistrates, Spain's Baltasar Garzón, said that if confirmed, the secret CIA flights and prisons would erode the West's legitimacy and therefore jeopardize Europe's fight against terrorism. He echoed the view of many magistrates who say that if European governments fail to guarantee the rights of every individual suspect, Europe's large Muslim population would be further alienated. These magistrates say that the presence of millions of Muslims in their societies obliges them to distance themselves from what they see as the military methods used by the U.S. in what it calls a war on terrorism. Otherwise, they say, Europe's internal stability could be threatened. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.